Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Back in 1972, a couple of Des Moines Register reporters thought it would be kind of neat to have a vacation paid for by the newspaper and ride across Iowa. Now, in time for the 50th anniversary of the world's oldest, largest, and longest recreational ride, there's a project to create the Ragbri Founders Monument to honor those two journalists, John Karas and Donald Call. I caught up with Carl Voss, who is on the committee to raise the $200,000 for the project.
This is a sculpture that a group of us are fundraising to collect dollars to honor John Karas and Donald Call. And John and Don are the founders of Ragbri. So we thought it was high time that they get honored for all that they've done for Iowa biking. And for me, I can't imagine my summer without Ragbri and my bike friends. And so that's the inspiration. John and Don probably have done more for bicycling in the U.S. than Greg LeMond and Lance Armstrong together. When you think about cross-state bike rides and multi-day events and just the proliferation of trails and other ways, U.S. is more about recreational bike riding than it is about bike racing. And so these are two splendid guys that together they thought they could get a week's vacation
from the Register
from the Des Moines Register, where they both worked, and write articles about it, invite people to come along, and it's exploded. As you know, we all know that I think now Ragbri has been overnight stops in 132 Iowa towns, someplace around 700 pass-through towns. And so it was just high time to do this. We worked the whole process through the Public Art Foundation of Greater Des Moines, and I think we had 115 or so artists or artist teams that originally asked to be juried in, and we kept narrowing it down until we got to six artists, and we voted on those six and then selected two, and we finally come up with a great design from Gail Falwell, a sculpture from Colorado Springs, and she has a niche on sports public art, and all of her art is designed so you could interact with it. So like the people who come and visit this sculpture, they'll be able to climb on top of it.
Why don't you describe what it looks like?
Oh, so it's bronzes of John and Don in the attire that they would have worn at the first Ragbri, which was 1972. And then there are, I think, 26 wheels or rims that will be illuminated, and they play tribute to the Iowa's undulating landscape.
Right.
And so, you know, kind of the ups and downs. And so it's designed so you could actually park your bike beside Don and John and do a photo of yourself with them.
This is the fundraising side of this, Carl. What kind of money we talk about?
So this is a $200,000 project. And what we're encouraging Ragbri teams and clubs, if collectively that team or club gives $1,000, they'll be recognized as a donor on this project. So we know that people will stop through where they're riding through Waterworks Park, or if they're in Des Moines for a convention or a weekend, they'll want to stop by and take a look at this. And it just means a lot to the 12 of us that are on the fundraising committee and many, many more people. So I think there are around 1,600 Ragbri teams or clubs. So we would like to get, we need to get it done this year. John is not in the best of health. Donald Call died last year. So we'd like to get this done and installed while John can enjoy this.
Carl Voss, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the River to River commemorating the sculpture commemorating John Karas and Donald Call. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Once again, that was Carl Voss, one of the members of the committee that's raising money for the RAGBRAI Founders Statue Fund. We will have links up on our radio blog so you can go there and donate to this fantastic project that's going to be dedicated in Waterworks Park in Des Moines, Iowa. More to come on the Business News Hour.